Blackstone Audio presents Laura Ryder's Masterpiece by Jane Hamilton.
Chapter 1. Just because Laura Ryder had no children didn't mean her husband was a homosexual. But the people of Hartley, Wisconsin, believed he was. And no babies seemed to them proof. They also could tell by his heavy-lidded eyes that were sweetly tapered, his thick, dark lashes, his corkscrew curls, his skinny legs and the springy walk, and the fact that he often looked dreamily off in thought, as if he were trying to see over the rainbow. In the municipal chambers at a public meeting, a town councilman had once said that Charlie Ryder needed a shot of testosterone. It was a mystery to Laura that in Hartley, population 3,700, people who had never been to a gay pride parade or seen any cake boys that they knew of outside of TV actors, were so sure about Charlie. She assumed that, like any place, the town was laced with fairies, not visible to the naked eye. But Charlie, she could testify, was not one of them. Laura herself had not been to a pride parade, but her personal experience included her flamboyant Uncle Will, her outrageous cousin Stephen, her theatrical playfellow Bubby from the old neighborhood, and also cousin Angie, who had tried to shock them all by having a lesbian phase in college. No one in the family, it turned out, cared. Mrs. Charles Ryder was the one qualified to set the residents straight about her husband, not because of her expertise with her various beloved queens, but because of her long life so far with the man himself.